Let's get it rocking. How did you like doing the video? It seems like you were having fun.
I did. I had a lot of fun with that video. And you probably wouldn't know that it was shot in the wintertime because I don't look like I'm that cold, but it was extremely cold outside that day. It was actually in February. I had a great time because I was able to work with some great people. Terrell Chavon did an excellent job shooting and directing it. And the film guy, he was great. He got some great angles. And so I had fun with it. And the people who came and participated, they were just great as well.
You would never know that it was shot in the wintertime.
Right. And I had shorts on.
I see. Wow. How was your experience performing at the Pre-Stellar Awards and Pre-Dove Awards? What kind of experience was that for you, Bathsheba?
It was definitely a breath of fresh air to be able to perform alongside of the likes of Dietrich Haddon and Forever Jones. They went on the stage before I did. Ambassador was there. So it was enlightening. It was fun. And it was my first time, so it was definitely a little nerve-wracking, but once I got on the stage, it was like being at home. So I enjoyed myself there.
Dr. Nikki Giovanni called Bathsheba Smitten a first-rate thinker. What about that?
Well, praise God. She's kind and God is gracious. She had the opportunity. I sent over my preface to her for my first book entitled Who Cares What You Think to What You Think, A Journey Through the Mind. And after I sent over my preface, she asked for the entire book and sent a blurb back about it. And she just really enjoyed it. And so for that, I'm forever grateful.
Coming from Dickinson Court, did you ever think you would be reaching out and touching people and meeting people like the likes of Dietrich Haddon and Dr. Nikki Giovanni?
Well, I've always had this inkling, some would call it intuition, but I would say it's the Holy Spirit just gnawing at me. And there's this drive that I have that I cannot stop. When I was younger, even in the sixth grade, I used to sign people's yearbooks, keep this signature, it's going to be worth a whole lot of money, you know, just really not, just at that point, you know, it wasn't a focus on God, but God knows what he's doing. And so I always knew that at some point that I would be touching lives. And that's when I found out about the late Dr. Maya Angelou. And that's what kind of started me with spoken word and writing and everything. So I knew it. I just didn't know the how or the way in which God would go about doing it.
Let's get it rocking. Where's that going to take you?
That's a great question, HJ. I'm not sure it's going to take me. It's going to lead me to where I'm very open to God right now, wherever God is leading me, wherever there are hearts, you know, that are open and ready, those hearts that have the capacity to understand the grace of God, that's where I think God is taking me. So Let's Get It Rocking will be one of those tools to help, you know, deliver the message that he has.
Looking at the video and listening to your flow, and when I close my eyes, I thought about Missy Elliott.
Really?
I did. I said, she sounds a little bit like Missy Elliott. You know, your flow and everything, the way you were spitting, you know.
That's a first. So I thank you for the compliment. I think a lot of people have also compared me to MC Light. So uh-huh. They've compared me to MC Light. And I think it comes out different ways. I think it may come out that way with Let's Get It Rocking. But I have a few other songs. There's another song that's going to be coming out pretty soon called Insanity, and we'll be working on a video for that song, and that song has more of a rock edge. So we'll see.
Okay. Where can your fans find you, and where can they pick up your music?
You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Edge.
Okay, at what now?
Sheba. You know, I call my music the genre is neo rock because it's a new style of rock. It's a rock in different genres. So it's SHEBAEOCK, and that's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also on SoundCloud. You can purchase Let's Get It Rockin' through. You can purchase it through.
Okay, I didn't hear the last part. You can purchase it through what now?
Google Play, okay. Amazon, iTunes, and Google Play. Spotify, I think it's also on Spotify.
Okay, it's our guest, Bathsheba Smitten, homegirl.
Yes.
Knows the area very well.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. 22 and J.
Do they still have like the carry out on 19th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to stop by.
Yeah.
A lot has changed.
Yeah, a lot has changed. And it looks like gentrification is coming to downtown Newport News.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot has changed. It has. It has been a pleasure, and we thank you for joining us on your journey, and may God continue to bless you and all of your endeavors. Thank you. It's
likewise.
Our guest,
Bathsheba Smitten. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, HJ.
You are welcome. Thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Take care.